We were talking about tipping, and this guy from sales wants to come in and join us, so let's open the door and welcome in Chris from sales.
Yeah, no.
The overly handsome sales guy.
George, hey. Let me get right in your face and kind of spit talk a little bit.
Have you been vaccinated?
No, bro, I ain't been vaccinated.
Why not?
I'm not going to take that poison.
What a surprise.
Oh, gosh.
No, actually, I'm not anti-vax, you know, or anything like that. It's just I went into the doctor to get vaccinated, and they, like, said, all right, well, Chris, let's take a look, man. Let's see what's going on. And they, like, tested my blood, and they said I didn't need to get vaxxed.
Why?
Said I had, like, some kind of natural immunity from everything.
From everything?
Too much because I'm in such great shape. And the doc took one look at my abs and said, this dude doesn't need to get vaxxed, all right?
I don't think it works like that.
I am built like a goddess, man.
Goddess.
So they studied my blood and everything, and I think they've been, like, injecting my blood into other people or something like this. I think that's what the Moderna is based on. Yeah.
Chris, we're in the middle of a show. Can we help you?
Yeah, I was, like, down the hall collecting one of my many checks from the ticket, because that's basically all I stop in the office for anymore. And I heard you guys over the speakers, you were, like, talking about tipping and stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, man, don't waste your time.
What do you mean?
You don't need to tip at these places. You always hear they're talking about, like, cafes and donut shops and all that.
Yeah.
No way the Chris is tipping there.
Why?
Well, you're cheap.
I only tip at certain places. Like, if I go to some casual restaurant, if I'm, like, forced to go to one of those.
Forced.
Yeah, there's no way I'm tipping there. But, like, strip clubs, ultra bars, you tip there. But you don't do it at, like, donut shops or casual dining places. I mean, why would I tip anyone that works there? Well, I mean, if you were an idiot and decided not to go into sales like me.
Well, they
mean, you could be making sweet six figs like me, but instead you decide to be monogamous and non-abs and go into, like, serving at a casual dining place. You don't deserve the Chrissers money.
Did you say non-abs?
I think you did.
It's not my fault you decided to not have constant threesomes.
Man.
Here you go.
Why would I give you some of my only have threesomes money?
Here he goes again. We don't Bragging believe half of what you say.
I mean, dude, you Most are responsible you for your station in life. Haven't you guys read Ayn Rand?
Ayn Rand?
I mean, dude, I've been hanging out a lot with, like, my pro golfer buddies, and they agree with me on the whole tipping
thing.
Name
one pro golfer you know.
Well, I mean, Tones and Mads, man.
Who?
Tones Romo and Mike Medano.
Mads.
He's playing the celebrity tournament.
I call him
they're
Mads because he's mad on that golf course,
they're
man.
They're not pro golfers.
He's unbelievable. They are now after me.
After
Dude, they,
you.
Yeah, they were like, Chris, are you do? You're always shooting, you know, 20 under and all that kind of stuff. So they're like, man, teach us your golf ways. And so I'm like, all right, dude. And so I gave him, like, a few swing tips and everything. As a matter of fact, there was before a tournament recently, Mads was like, give me some help. And I'm like, okay. And so it was like 10 minutes before the tournament. So I completely broke down his swing and rebuilt it real quick. And he, like, steakhoused on a hole. Total double eagle right there.
It's not called a steakhouse. That is a steakhouse, but it's not.
Thanks to you.
Yeah, thanks to me. Thanks to me. And, like, I swear, you're not going to believe this, but I only play golf, like, once a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm a 20-under handicap.
No such thing. There is no such thing.
That is impressive.
Surprised you're not at the British Open.
Yeah. So, they invite me every year, and I'm like, you picked one weekend off from when I was going to London, so I'm not going there. I'm not going there. But anyway, you guys missed my big 4th of July party. What happened to you, man?
Yeah, we got hung up at the lake.
Dude, you don't understand. People, like, work all year lobbying me for an invite to my 4th of July parties, okay, at Party Cove. It is unbelievable. I mean, they shut down part of the lake for my party, okay?
That party comes out there every weekend.
The Cove is for the Chrissers friends only. Oh. And you guys get invited and then you don't show up. What's the deal there?
Did you have your Donzie out on the lake?
Oh, I had my Donzie out. Yeah. I had, you know, the honeys were just lined up waiting for the old Chrisser to seed them. And
you're intolerable.
Sick.
And you know what? We don't believe a thing you say because I happen to follow
abs and concentration.
I happen to follow you on one of your weird social media platforms where you think it's just family only, but I got an inside invite and it says that you're going to barista college because you're not making anything at your radio job and they're about to kick you out of your condo. Mm. That's what you
wrote
about that? To your family.
Dude, I can't believe you read my bio on the air.
There he goes.
Your
through
bio. Oh, I think he's I think he's seriously hurt.
Flop and acts like he's hurt and then we got to kick him or something to get him out of the studio.
I see Ed Hardy and Armand Hammond. And they're waving at me alongside an alligator.
He always sees Ed Hardy.
Yeah. Now let me go kick him.
Ooh. I don't think he's breathing.
No, he's fine.
I'm back, you MFs!
Oh, boy.
See you, Coachella!
Okay, see ya.
Okay, yeah.
There he goes, Chris.